Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Gone!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Game two between the Rays and the Brewers after a tough luck 1-0 loss on Monday night. Back for more on Tuesday with their ace, Freddy Peralta, on the mound. He made quick work of the top of the first inning, only needed 9 pitches to get through the frame. In the bottom of the first, the Brewers started off fast. A leadoff single from Contreras got to second on a walk. A fielder's choice got him to third, and then a sac fly scored him. However, on that fielder's choice, it was Gary Sanchez leaving the game for hustling up the line due to right hamstring tightness, and thus it allowed Tyler Black to come in and be his pinch runner and make his big league debut. You'll hear from him in just a little bit. So it's 1-0 Brewers. In the second inning, Isak Paredes, who's been one of the best hitters on the Rays all season long, hit a shot down the left field line, and the Golden Retriever was out there patrolling left field.
Freddy deals again, a swing and a drive into left. This is going to be caught by Joey Weimer with a leaping grab, and he pulled it back in here.
Gosh, love to hear it from Bob Uecker. Joey Weimer robbed a homer, no doubt about it. And, you know, we kind of lose sight of all of that. But what a play from him. 6-6 to start for Freddy Peralta. In the bottom of the second inning, more offense from the crew. With one out, Jackson Churio, a 2-strike single up the middle. He stole second base, and then Bryce Terang was at the plate.
Ready to work and coming back. Line to left center, going to get a run in. Here comes Churio. Terang, a big turn. He'll hold on a nice piece of hitting.
With 2 strikes on him, an RBI single, in a left-on-left battle. Big day for Bryce Terang's development. So it's now 2-0 Brewers. Weimer hits a little dribbler up the line. That ends up getting by the third baseman, Paredes. It allows the bases to be loaded, and then it was William Contreras at the top of the order.
And now the pitch. Contreras sends one deep enough to right, near the warning track. Here comes Terang to score. Weimer tags and moves to third.
That made it 3-0 Brewers through 2 innings. Then in the third, Siri would hit his home run. You've already heard plenty about that by this point. He hit a home run. He hit it over 450 feet. Tip my cap. Great swing. But that was the only hit that Freddie had allowed through 4 innings. Then we go to the bottom of the fifth. Remember we mentioned Tyler Black, or rather bottom of the third, Tyler Black came in as a pinch runner. Now he's finally getting his first AB, and he made it count.
Alexander looks in. Here's the 1-2. Lined out towards center, racing back is Siri, and it is off his glove and up against the wall. Black off to the races. He'll settle for a stand-up double, his first big league hit.
All of these offensive highlights I've played you have come with 2 strikes. Tyler Black with his family in attendance. What a moment for him. 1 AB and 1 hit. He would be left stranded, though, in the frame. Now we fast forward to the fifth inning, like I was saying a moment ago. Big chance here for the Brewers. First batter Hoskins was hit by a pitch. Tyler Black singled through the right side. That put 2 on, and Willie got ahead with a 2-0 count.
This one hit to left center and deep. Way back. The Brewers bullpen in left center. He got it all. It's his 4th of the year.
What a shot. What a moment for Willie. He hasn't had one in a minute as well. Hasn't had one since that Baltimore road trip. Bob Uecker on the call once again. Then everything popped off in the top of the 6th inning. We've talked about that plenty. Freddie got ejected. Pat Murphy got ejected. But Elvis Peguero came in. He allowed a run, but who can blame him? He did get a pair of strikeouts. Then the bullpen would be nails from there. The Brewers would add on, though, in the 7th inning after a 2-out walk to Joey Ortiz. Don't those always come back to bite you? Then a 10-pitch walk to Jackson Churio. He's been having some long ABs lately. Bryce Terang really made it hurt.
2-1, ripped into right center field. This is going to plug the gap and roll all the way to the wall for Bryce Terang. Ortiz is in. Churio around third. He will score. It's a 2-run double for Terang and the insurance the Brewers were looking for. 8-2 Milwaukee.
Lane Grindle on the call. You know, after that, there's nothing really to talk about. Yeah, there was a fight, and, you know, we could play and relive it, but we're not going to do that. The Brewers win 8-2. They have leveled the series at a game apiece, and they'll go for the series tomorrow. They snap their three-game losing streak. And, well, despite getting ejected, Freddy Peralta is still the winning pitcher. We'll preview tomorrow. Say goodnight, and shout out to the Bucks down at Fiserv Forum. There will be a Game 6 on Thursday night. They beat the Pacers 115-92. So we'll give you the schedule and the broadcast schedule as well. That's coming up next here on ESPN Milwaukee.